Now joining us on the line, we should have Angus Stone. Are you there, mate?
G'day, g'day.
All right, I'll just turn that down. There we go. What a tune, mate. Congrats, and very excited to be blessed with a brand new Dope Lemon album this Friday called Golden Wolf. Album number 5.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, it's been a journey, and we're looking forward to this new one coming out, and yeah, we're super proud of it.
Tell us about the recording and writing process for album number 5. How did it differ from everything that you've done in the past, or was it kind of a continuation of what you've done?
Yeah, I think it's always a bit of an evolution of, you know, constantly refining your skill set and how you step into the studio and how it shapes up is, I think it's unique to the day. And each year it's for me personally, it's getting better and better, and I love it.
Was it done anywhere in particular? I think last time I spoke to you, you had a friend who had like an old house which had a studio in it. What sort of recording method or process did you follow this time?
This one, I was actually I was digging around in an old secondhand furniture store, and I love sort of poking around and having chats with oldies, and you know, the lady, she's actually a Kiwi. Actually, she said this, you should go check out down the road this house. The owners have passed away, and the kids need to sell it, but it's this beautiful old 70s mansion that looks over the sugar cane and the mountains. So I went around there, and long story short, I loved it so much, I acquired it and turned it into a recording studio. And that's where I've been making the past two records, and I call it Sugarcane Mountain Studios.
Whereabouts in Aussie is it located?
It's kind of just before the Queensland border, in New South Wales, and yeah, it's magical. It's like stepping back in time. Like when you pick up a guitar, it has a story to tell through its owners and just its vintage. Much like the walls in this house, it's got something for me personally when I'm in there making music. It gives me lots of inspiration, and yeah, it's been a really cool spot to record.
Do you think that some of the coastal laid-back vibes that runs through Dope Lemon's music comes from a location like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a good question. Your environment has everything and also nothing to do with inspiration. In the end, I think it comes down to your imagination. But for this, I feel very lucky and blessed to have a space, and I think we're so lucky with the technology now. You can really be anywhere in the world. You could be on a tour bus in a hotel room, and you can have the equipment to record at a moment's notice, and I don't know. It changes sometimes. It matters where you are. Sometimes I think it comes down to the idea and just making that fluidity in getting out the creation.
Now, I've read that the new album, Golden Wolf, which is out on Friday, there's kind of a theme of savouring the journey rather than rushing to the destination. Could you elaborate on this a bit for us?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm looking forward to heading over to New Zealand, and I think part of savouring, you know, the last time we were on the road over there, taking time to explore the places that you travel, and we got to have a beautiful fishing experience. We drove around and hit all the rivers and caught a rainbow trout, caught some big kingies off Coromandel. And for me, now slowing down in between tours or after is that's part of that process, is enjoying where you are whilst being able to be on the road and doing what we do.
Now, Dope Women has always had a very cinematic vibe, I reckon. Are there any films or visuals or landscapes influencing the new batch of songs on the new record?
Yeah, you know, it's a question I get asked a bit. When I was younger, I was inspired a lot more sonically for writing, you know, like by all the greats, Neil Young, Dylan. Now, so it's become more through visuals, you know. I'm a big fan of Wes Anderson, David Lynch. I don't know, I watched a film the other night called True Grit, and
it's so good. So good.
It's so good. There's that scene where she gets bitten by the snake and they're coming back across Jeff Bridges. And I think, I forget her name, Amy Steinfeld, the actress. And they're coming back across the desert and the poison's starting to kick in and she's starting to trip out with the stars. And it's just when I'm sitting there watching that sort of those really poignant scenes that I fall into wanting to write something of that nature that draws you in. And yeah, for me, films have become more of their inspiration to want to write these days.
Now, you're obviously a few albums deep into Dope Lemon. Does it feel like you're still building the world of Dope Lemon, or are you feeling like you've fully arrived at what Dope Lemon is?
I think it's good. I was having a chat with a mate the other day about I think it's really important if you feel stagnant in your project or whatever it is you have in life, to find renewal in it. I mean, it's difficult for it's unique to everyone's case, but for me it's about recreating that feeling within what you've got around you already. And I feel like it's important to never feel like you've fully arrived, because it'll stunt the growth. For me, I walk into the studio or whenever I write, it feels like I'm doing it for the first time every time.
Yes.
And it's good. It's good like that. I think it keeps it fresh and discovery, you know. It's that exploration of what's next, and I think it keeps it, keeps it fresh.
Obviously, there's a definite looseness and swagger to a lot of your music. Just on that, on like visiting the studio, and obviously you going in and like sort of I don't know, setting up a vibe. Is there much planning that goes into it, or is it just chasing the vibe?
I think it's just, you know, we're creatures that have lived. And it's a collective of everything, you know, your social commentary and your observations and the things you've gone through. I mean, planning wise, it's just life. And all the things you hear that, are in the lyrics are, they're inside of you, and also you know constantly jotting stuff down. But I think it's different. I mean, every song is different. Sometimes the music will lead you into the story, and then sometimes you'll have a story that will lead the music. Yeah, I don't know. It changes.
Excellent, excellent. All right, hey, Angus Stone, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning on Breakfast. Just want to remind everyone that at Dope Lemon are playing the Auckland Town Hall on Friday, the 8th of August. Last time you guys played there, I thought it was awesome. It was so good.
Oh, thank you.
And also, I've got to say, when you guys played Laneway a couple years ago, that was great as well.
Thank you so much.
Now, new album out on Friday, Golden Wolf. Pick it up at all good record stores. Check it out on all the streamers. Just one last question. What do you hope people take away from Golden Wolf?
You know, if you connect with it and you have that special song that you can find on there, that I've done my job. And, you know, I just look forward to playing live over there. And we're also playing Wellington as well on the 7th at the Shed 6. Please come along. We love yous all. Have an epic one.
Excellent. Hey, Angus, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We're going to go out on Dope Lemon Electric Green Lambo. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, brother.
Cheers, dude. Bye.
BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.